If you found the fire in the knowledge, thus to use it and you burn, to become cooked, not burn. To become cooked, to become edible. Do not stop with finding the fire. You have to use it. Before being burned, you're not at the second level, which is knowing. Seeing, therefore knowing. Or knowing by seeing. If you want that level of belief, go to the fire. Burn your ego. Yes? Now it makes sense.
When the ear is penetrating, it becomes an eye. Otherwise, the word becomes entangled in the ear.
Means I'm talking. If it sinks in your ear, it will become your vision. But if not, it's just some saying which echoes in your ear.
This discourse has no end. Turn back. That what the king did to those slave of his.
Means what?
He's going to repeat this.
Yes. This is not the end of this discussion. I know you will not be satisfied by this. I know your brain doesn't let you. I know your intelligence doesn't give up about just explaining this. Right? Let's go back to the example I was making for you. Yep.
The king sent away one of the two slaves and interrogated the other. When he saw that the young man was possessed of keen intelligence, he made a sign to the other to come. I have called him by the suffix of pity. It's not to belittle him. If a grandfather says, my young friend, it is not
contagious. You see the attitude? He's telling you a story, right? And at the story, he wants to name that slave, right? Right at the beginning, first word, that slave, right? And he uses a very strange language trick, because in Persian language, that K, there is a K, if you put it at the end of word, name, or whatever, it will make a difference. It make a difference in the tone you use or the other sentences, because it could mean different stuff. First of all, if you want to bring someone to the lower level, if you want to say someone is worthless, you will add that K, which will make it pitiful. So that one of the meanings come with that alphabet. Somewhere else you put it means dear little cutie one. Here he will put that K. He could start with some other word. This is his poem, right? He will put it and it stops. The next verse that, oh listen, when I called him like that, I didn't mean to put him down. I said he's a little cutie one. Means this is not my enemy. I know its shortcoming. This is the point that should sink in your heart. We don't hate the intelligence, but we don't like it because it brags a lot. Right? We don't want to punish it. We want to tame it because it belongs to the animal. And we see it little, not puny, but we know it's dramatically limited. First of all, it's limited to me. How little one could get? Love is in we. This is just in me. And with a lot of limitation. Therefore, when we talk negative about the intelligence, do not become, oh, They're against that. They punish it. They call it puny. No, we call it little. That's what it is. Understand it. Yes. Your sentiment towards the four.
When the second came before the king.
No, start from the beginning. When he saw that.
When he saw that young man was possessed of keen intelligence, he made a sign to the other to come. I have called him by the suffix of pity. It is not to belittle him. If a grandfather says, my young friend, it is not contempt.
He's seated in the place of grandfather, not the father. Because grandfather just will give you the hint. Father will try to educate you, lead you, force you. He's a grandma, same like grandpa, I call that in intelligence, the little one. Because to me, it's a little one. Yes.
When the second came before the king, he had a stinking mouth and black teeth. Although the king was displeased by his speech, still he made some inquiry concerning his hidden thoughts.
So the king looked at the essence, and the essence had a filthy mouth and black feet. Why?
Because it came too close to form.
And it should be more. You should feel them. Why the essence is filthy and the black has a black tooth? Because the other one has the opposite. He claimed the opposite at the beginning, right? He opened his mouth and claimed that the essence comes from here. So polluted the essence. Because what they have in common? What do they have in common, these two slaves, Will?
They're conjoined. All the talking.
How about mouth? We just hear them. Because Rumi is talking and Rumi said, this will not get you. I'm talking about it. This talking is nonsense. Because the essence doesn't show itself in talking. Talking is form. So, looking at the essence, essence is the opposite of the form. And the form talks beautiful. Propaganda, right? Self what? All right, self. No,
so
I was looking for a word to be a little bit.
Self-promotion.
We eat some poison in it, in a way, because it's a silly show-off. But that's what the... It's not this mouth. That one, you see, which talks inside, okay. This talks good. The other one looks black. Because, excuse me, but Will, let's talk about your essence. What is your essence living on? Your essence should be fed. Who is feeding your essence? Your food. So the rubbish goes inside and will blacken its teeth because your essence is eating the rubbish of your form. Your soul is listening to your intelligence and brain, doesn't it? That's why we will tell you, please, there are times that you should talk even nonsense in another language to feed your essence something good. That's all those prayers and stuff that in meditating we talk about. I will sit down and I will read Quran, Arabic, just to give my essence a chance to listen to this musicality, not listen to my brain, which is full of greed, jealousy, self-centeredness. That's what the brain is, and that's what the brain is supposed to be. It's not that I'm mad, I'm crazy. I'm a very good logical person. My brain, like, is animal brain. It's talking what? Animal stuff. And it will be fed to my essence, because down there, these are together, aren't they? That's why the mouth over there, because it has been fed garbage. By whom? Don't worry about it. By this talkative part of me. Yes?
He said, with this aspect in this stinking mouth, sit at a distance, but do not move too far off. For you have been a writer of letters and notes. You have not been a companion and friend.
It couldn't be more nonsense translation. Honest. For you have been a writer of letters? No. Because you belong to the group that they communicate with letters. That's what it says. It doesn't say you are a writer. It means you are the guy who text message each other. You are one of those people. Honest, this is it. What's wrong with that? It's not wrong. Do you pay attention? He's explaining what the essence is. What is the essence? Let's come back. Come back to you. What is your quote-unquote intelligence? Is your animal one, right?
Yes.
Huh? Okay. What is the essence of you as a human being? We know that it's not your animal part. What is it? Meaning comes from where? Where is the meaning? You tell me. Meaning is in the book. Meaning is in language. Meaning is in talking. It all started with talking, right? It started with word, and God was the word. That's where the meaning comes from. So yes, the essence, it belongs to the group of messaging, writing down, because that's how it is mine. If I'm illiterate and I don't talk with the people, I remain the animal. I need these influence of human beings, the cultures, I should be cultivated, right? Without it, that cultivation is the book and rohe. It's not only letter, it's manifest. It's all, it's in book. You say, because you belong to the book, you don't come from sitting close to me, or we belong to the same herd or stable or whatever. Your problem is your mouth. Sit down over there, but don't go far away, because I know that you belong to these educated fellows, learned fellows, and I will cure your mouth. This is what he says. Yep.
That we may treat that mouth of yours. You are the beloved, and we are the skillful physician.
This will not do, really. I'm sorry. First of all, Habib is not the lover. Rumi knows better than any Persian sitting here or in that country that there are the Arabs, they use two different words for what you in English language have, love or me. They have two different words. One is hub, one is ishq. And if you talk with the Arabs, they translate love to hub. They never do ishq. When you talk to Persian, they don't understand hub. They understand ishq. They understand ishq in a very precise way that you will not find somebody called ma'shuq or ma'shuqe or asher. These are the adjectives of love. باید دیگه کارو گیر محبوبه.